Mr. Vice President, Sierra Leone thanks the Special Rapporteur for this report and welcomes to this discussion. My delegation emphasizes the importance of the rights to peaceful assembly and association in organizing people to achieve their legitimate objectives and aspirations. We share the view of the SR that civil society organizations play a significant role in addressing issues that are important to our society, including during armed conflict, health crisis, and humanitarian situations. We consider access to resources, including financial resources, critical to the effective functioning of CSOs. We note with deep concern the worrying trend highlighted by the SR concerning increased control and undue restrictions in relation to fundings received by CSOs. Excessive regulations and financial exclusion can force CSOs to reduce, readjust, or halt operations. Restrictive laws, policies, and practices can be tools for intimidation and harassment of civil society. We believe that states must fulfill their obligations in accordance with international human rights law, regional commitments, and their respective national laws. Mr. Vice President, Sierra Leone has a rich civil society landscape and considers CSOs a vital part of its democratic ecosystem. We deeply appreciate the work of CSOs, which complements the efforts of the government in addressing governance challenges. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.